All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Shale Hell secrets, so let's get started. Finally. Oh, it's you, the deaf guy. Alexis, ever since I discovered her pics on recently, I can't seem to see her without a dick in her mouth. It wasn't just that, though. She had a ton of pictures. Not all of them were herself. I'm not deaf. I guess I had this loaded up in another drive. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry, the vocally dead, the speaking impaired, you gotta help me out here. The PC term is nonverbal. Oh, okay, gotcha. I was expecting that other guy, you know, the virgin. Linus? Yeah, Linus. He just has this virgin aura coming out of him like stink lines. Linus is not a virgin, according to him. No virgin says I'm a virgin. Huh? How? Oh no. Are you saying there's some kind of swab you can do, or like a medical test or something? Is it like a pap smear? I was joking. Why would you lie about something like that? There is something you can do to make sure he's not a virgin. Get it? I don't know. Call his mom? Maybe she knows. You can do one specific thing with him to make sure he's not a virgin. Get it now? I'm going to go back to medical tests now. Is it one of those ones where you have to pee on it? Fuck it, never mind. Do you know, like, a doctor that can do this test? Linus isn't here, you can wait for him if you want. Actually, I think you might be able to help me. Please let me know how I can help. So I've been having issues with my laptop. I can't, like, log on to the student website. That sounds like an account issue. I'm, pretty positive it's got something to do with my computer. If it's an issue with logging in, it's an account issue. I really think you should look at the laptop. I'm 100% positive it's a computer issue. Fine, if she's gonna waste my time. Okay, give me your laptop. Here you go! I open it up and... Jesus, fuck! Nudes of Alexis almost immediately. How am I supposed to react? Something wrong? I fumble for my phone and slam my fingers against the screen. Where's your lock screen? Lock screen? I don't have a lock screen. I had a nerd get rid of it for me. I'm the only one who uses my laptop. Why would I lock it? That's the point of the lock screen, to make sure that you're the only one who uses it. Please, close your photos. I push the computer back to Alexis. Alexis pulls a curious face as she opens her computer. Oh, that. Sorry, that's a fake photo. That's faked? Yes, it's a fake. Someone's sad, sits in their mom's basement and cooks this stuff up. I don't get it. Who faked it, and why were you looking at it? I don't know, it was just there. Did you like it, though? What is she talking about? Did you like fridge pizza? The fuck? What does fridge pizza have to do with anything? Not really. It's kind of like you open the fridge and inside sits yesterday's pizza. At first you're like, fuck, yesterday's pizza, I'm hungry, but I'm too lazy to even put that shit in the microwave. So you just eat it right there, standing, and you realize something. Hey, that's kind of weird. I like pizza that way. So I like fridge pizza. Do you like fridge pizza? I have no idea what's going through this girl's head. I'm starting to realize I didn't get the right first impression of her. Anyway, I have a bunch of fakes, actually. Some guy was distributing them around, and there was a lawsuit. His hard drives were all seized, but I happen to still have copies. You seem like you don't get out much. Well, I have interesting pictures of girls you couldn't dream of touching. The most popular in Shale Hill. Oh, fake, of course. I'm not sure how to respond. What is she trying to say? You just need to give a donation to the cheer squad. How about it? Oh, she's selling me nudes. No wonder she has so many pictures on her device. But she barely knows me, and this doesn't sound legal at all. It isn't. How can she just trust me? Are all those pics really deep fakes? She could be saying that only to minimize the implications of what she's doing. I've seen a lot of fakes. These don't look fake to me at all. That's why we did, in the US, we have the Take It Down Act. Which, alright, so I'm gonna go into just a slight rant here, not long. But basically, alright, so we did the Take It Down Act, which basically gets rid of deepfakes, because there's a lot of people putting up revenge porn deepfakes and shit, and just deepfakes of celebrities and all that kind of stuff. And we have a law there that kind of prevents that, that kind of images from happening. Also, there is a law that was passed in Texas that was supposed to do the same thing, but because it's vaguely worded against anime, and it did pass today, as of this video, that law is passed. So, Texas, anything that's animated or anything like that that looks like it could appear to be a child, or under 18 rather, is considered to be, yeah, that. So that is causing a problem, since Crunchyroll is based in Texas, and people are wondering what's going to happen with Crunchy, since they have all the anime streaming pretty much for the entire country and parts of the world. So I don't know what's going to happen there, guys, but it is a very interesting situation. Now, we do expect for Supreme Court to knock this out, because it is extremely vaguely worded, as I've said in other videos. And yeah, guys, just bear with me on this. Hopefully, you know, we're gonna weather through it. Especially you guys on Joystick, you know, we're very much in the free speech on this site, I've understood. And you guys have been really acceptive of the videos there, so I'm really glad to hear that. But yeah, that's the long and short of it. So anyway, I've seen a lot of fakes. These don't look fake to me at all, but that's the thing about deepfakes, they can look very real. I just did a bunch of AI generations, you know, for the new theme, for the channels and everything, since these will be on BitChute and, you know, the other site, and of course, I've got stuff on my X profile and server and all that. And some of the stuff that I generated, you could tell it was very fake, but some of it looked very real. Like, again, I go for realism, especially when we're doing Sextember. You know, we're not doing anime stuff, we're doing more realistic AVN type stuff. So, basically, there was a lot of characters that could have very well been real people. Like, they looked like real people. And the backgrounds looked real as well. Some of it, you know, I use like a fantasy background in a way, but a lot of it just looks like a very real person. So yeah, it's very difficult to tell when you have a deep fake, and I do think that the Take It Down Act was good for that. Because AI people aren't supposed to resemble anybody. Like, that's the idea. They're supposed to be somebody that doesn't actually exist. But they can be many people, but nobody at all. Cat cut your tongue? Think of it like a nude calendar without the calendar. I like the calendar. Well, if I regretted not saving them in the first place, now's my chance to rectify that. Come on, boy. These are only the most popular girls in Shale Hill. There's no chance you'll see them naked. You're gonna sell pictures of your friends? You're deaf, aren't you? They're fake-ish, hello? Fake-ish? What does that mean? Are they real or not? They're whatever you want them to be, honey. I'm not interested. Fine, okay. Don't get all preachy. Okay, I see you aren't interested then. Oh look, I can log on again. How convenient. Give me my computer back. I hand Alexis the computer. If you excuse me, my friend Sarah is going through a rough time and I have to help her. You wouldn't know what Sarah looks like naked. You would know what Sarah looks like naked if you bought those pictures. Do not buy deepfakes. Do not. It's illegal, guys. You can't fucking do it. So that's how Alexis is putting herself through college, selling nudes to nerds? Yeah, that's very dangerous what she's doing, guys. And this game was written before that law became a law, but now you absolutely cannot do it. You better not be caught doing it. I'm sure it's good for her in the short term, but in the long term. But maybe I still have a chance, Sarah, was it? Sarah, was it? I can check her out on recently later. Anyway, I was about to look into Sam's phone. It's of course wrong to look at her phone, a total violation of privacy. But I feel like all my other sins have been so bad that this is nothing in comparison. I might as well look at it. I was about to see if Sam's old house number would work. Let's just try it. Lazy Sam, she should know better than to use her house number for a PIN. But okay, fine. Let's have a look at any recent messages. None, or rather, nothing that looks out of the ordinary. Miss Hunter is sending her daughter paranoid messages as always. Things seem fine, I guess. Of course, since the SIM card is disabled, I wouldn't be getting anything fairly really recent. Let's browse around her phone a bit. Photos. Oh, photo gallery. Sexy, cosplay, and nudes. Are these what they think, but I think they are? Man, glad I got this back. If someone broke into this phone, they'd find a bunch of CD photos. Of course, it wouldn't hurt to take a peek myself. I've always wanted to see Sam in a more intimate way. Shit, why am I feeling kind of flush? Fuck, man, I've seen Sam in sexy clothes before, but never actually posing. Seeing these feels so different. I was trying to do the... Boom! Mild stuff, but with my connection to Sam, it feels exciting. Forbidden. Not even sure why. In her bikini? I like that one. I've seen her in it before. What would I do to see her in it? What I would do to see her like that in front of me? I'm feeling weirdly jealous. I want to see her like that too. Playing video games in underwear? God damn, Sam, you know what guys like. I should play games with you more often. And now, cosplay. I've seen her do cosplay before, but it's rarely anything risque. I guess it's gonna be different now. I can't wait. What is this from? BDSM Cat? I don't care. I love it. I like that one too. Seeing her like that makes me want to spank her a little. Gorgeous. Nice superhero costume. Looks hand stitched. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Ah, Raccoon City Police Department. That's Jill. Resident Evil 3 Jill, by the way. I do like Sam in a uniform. I'd love to see her lay down the law. I don't know what any IPs these costumes are from, but I don't care. Sam doesn't look bad in anything. All that's left is the nudes for her. I don't know, seeing her in sexy clothes is one thing, but naked? This could be stepping over a line, I'm not sure. Let's stop. Stop there. Nah, it doesn't feel right. If I want to see her naked, I want it to be the right moment. I want her to want me to see her. In any event, I got no clues. Anyway, I shouldn't worry too much. Sam's gone for the day. I'm pissed you didn't show up to class, but that's her problem, not mine. I just really wish she'd tell me what's going on in her life. I don't feel like going straight home. I guess I do what people do when they're a bit down. Think and drink. Yeah, a few drinks. That feels so good right now. Afternoon, Silent One. Hey, Haley. Will you finally have a drink? Yes, about time. First one is on the house. I keep getting free drinks out of you. That's fine, you can pay me in the story. She's such a flatterer. I take a seat across from her and nurse my beer. It's a nice lager or something. I see people appraising beer like it was wine. I'm sure if I put some effort into it, I could come up with some thoughts about the drink. Instead, my thoughts immediately drift to something that had been lingering in the back of my mind. Did you know that Silent One is a big hacker? No, a big one? Kind of a legend. Linus is into this stuff. They say he can hack his way into the most secure systems in the world. The most secure systems in the world? Sounds uniquely talented. Well, I don't know if Silent One exists, but I don't really believe that there's some problem like that. That's a relief. I'd hate for someone to hack into my phone. I hide my guilty face behind a sip of my drink. I just think it's funny you call me Silent One. Huh, I'm not involved in that world, but it is interesting. Computer security, hacking, it all goes over my head. It's not that complicated if you really look into it. For you, maybe. I don't know about that. I started out knowing nothing. Really? Nothing? I didn't know anything about computers. It's like my friend Leah. I could barely turn one on. Someone mentioned RAM and I look around for a male sheep. I knew enough to browse the internet, check my mail, play a few computer games, but that was it. I find that hard to believe. You've been learning about computers for a long time. No, only for a few years. Seriously? Only a few? Yeah, you learned fast. I was forced to, though. Is that some sort of excuse? Whether you learned something by force or by choice, you still learned it. That's an indication of your intelligence, I suppose. It wasn't because I was driven by passion, so it didn't feel good. It just felt like I had to do it. So what forced you? When I lost my voice, I had to figure out what sort of job I could do. I'm sorry to hear that. It's okay. Is it a painful story? Not really. Can I ask, what were you going to do with your life before you lost your voice? That's a complicated question. I'm not sure I know, or did I know, and now I've forgotten? Strange. I was so passionate and driven back then, and now I'm so content and happy with where I am. Why is that? What happened to me? I don't know. So losing your voice gave you purpose. Holy shit, did it? Is that why I'm so confident, content now, rather? Because I'm doing something and I feel more fulfilled? That doesn't make any sense, though. I had ambitions. I know I did. But what were they? Do you know Valerie? The student council president? Yeah. I was friends with her in high school. No shit, that's surprising. She's so high profile, and I work for the IT department. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, I didn't want to say it in a mean way, but, well, there was a time when we worked pretty closely together. Valerie told me something one day. I've chosen you, Grim, to be the next president. You can't choose the next president. There's an election. And yet I have. Don't make me a liar, Grim. Didn't you talk about running after Valerie? I did. So why the protest? Because there's a word when the president chooses a successor. That's nepotism or a dictatorship. But it fucking happens. Valerie isn't saying she'll rig the election in your favor. But I will. Val? Actually, I'm kidding. I won't. But I will help and endorse you. That's not rigging. But it is an unfair advantage. It's not an unfair advantage. That's what everyone does. Not everyone, Emily. Only former presidents. And it is an unfair advantage. I'm willing to give you a hefty, unfair, but technically ethical advantage. All you have to do is say you'll run. Wait, slow down. I still want to know why it's unfair to endorse someone. Because not everyone has a former president to endorse them. Keep up, Emily. I guess that makes sense. I'd like to run. Grim, why are you hesitating? This is what you want. But I was hesitating. I talked about running before. I'd even talked about this with Valerie. That she should bring this up now was no surprise. Not even was I sure why I was second-guessing myself. But I'm graduating pretty soon. It's just cold feet, Grim. You'll run for president. Hold on, Emily. Grim has nerves. Don't pressure him. He'll cook. Let him cool down a bit. I'm not nervous. I'm just wondering if this will compromise my schoolwork. It will. Val, why are you discouraging him? Grim isn't going to give up because of a little adversity. Don't be stupid. Actually, could you leave us alone for a second, Emily? Alone? Why? I'm not going to rip his clothes off and jump on him like a jackhammer. Relax. It's not that I was thinking of. Then there's nothing to be then there's nothing to worry about. Be chill. I guess it's okay then. What's up, Grim? How you holding up? I'm doing fine. I can't help but wonder. I look pretty strong and confident, right? What does that have to do with... Well, I'm not. It's a facade. Everything is a facade. It's all a damn sham! What? When I ran for president, I was scared. Like you are now. And the thing that people always say, that being scared only proves you're smart, is true. Fear is a sign of intelligence. Fear and silence. Dumb people, they're loud and brave, you understand? No, you're way ahead of me. The fact that you're scared, it's not a bad thing in my book, it's a qualification. I'm not that scared, I wouldn't even use that word, I'm just nervous. Grim, I'm not talking to you right now because I actually need to convince you to run. I know you're not going to do it no matter what. I'm trying to explain why you're running. You're explaining why I'm running? Yes. Emily thinks you're running for the same reason she'd run, and that's because Emily thinks about nothing but the future. She does. It's always about tuition and college and her future career. I'm pretty pragmatic too, but not to her level. Yeah, remember when she adopted that highway? She wouldn't stop talking about how good it would look on her college applications. Yeah, and on her Christmas list, she wanted college of application books. She's so serious, it's funny. Even the senior prank she took too seriously. But that's not important. I know what Emily wants, and I know that's different from what you want. And you know this how? Are you a psychic or something? Maybe. We'll get back to that. But I'm gonna take a guess at what you're truly running. Why you're truly running. Okay. Why? Because you believe in leadership. Yes, I went to Youth Leadership Conference 2 years in a row. Not that kind of leadership. The dumb kind. when you repeat a bunch of platitudes designed to impress idiots, the stuff that makes the babushka swoon. I'm talking leadership as an ideal and an identity. Now you've lost me again. Don't worry, you actually understand, but I'll remind you of what you believe. There are people motivated by personal advancement to become leaders, but they aren't leaders because they don't want to lead. Such people are happy to stand in front of a crowd and repeat only what the masses want to hear from them. How is that any different from bootlicking? Well, bootlicking is usually when someone subservient tries to curry favor with the powerful by... Yes, exactly. A subservient person follows the will of the powerful. A leader who simply acts to please their followers isn't actually a leader. Val, your political philosophy is far more advanced than mine. I have not put nearly this much thought into it. Don't say that. You understand what I'm saying in your bones. It's a language you don't understand quite yet, but don't worry, you'll get it. Are you high, Val? Heh, no, I'm not. Please let me finish my point. Go ahead. A real leader is not someone who says yes. A real leader is someone who says no. They have the courage to stand in front of a crowd and tell them what they don't want to hear. You aren't the one intimidated by your followers. You're the one who pushes them. Val, that all sounds good, but I disagree with you all the time. I know, that's why I know you understand. Emily hardly ever disagrees with me. She licks my boot. You don't. You tell me things I'm uncomfortable with. You argue and stand up to me when you think I'm wrong. Grim, you're a true leader. I don't know. See, you just disagree with me. That's evidence that you're the leader. I'm right. But if I'd agreed with you, I would have taken it as evidence that I'm right. So there's nothing I can do to convince you otherwise. You could jump out the window. That would be convincing. Okay, you're right about one thing. I probably would have run, even if you'd said nothing. I already knew that. As for anything else you said, I'm not so sure about. I don't think nearly as deeply about it as you do. That's understandable. Again, you know what I'm talking about. But, like, instinctually, if you say so. You know how I know? How do you know? You and I, we have a connection. That's what she said, a connection. Of all the things she said, that was what I understood the least and the most. I don't want to comment on a social situation, Grim, but it sounds like she has feelings for you. Yeah, I actually thought exactly the same thing. You didn't act on it? I wanted to, but something stopped me. What was that? The fact that I was dating Emily, for one. There's this other thing about Valerie. Half the school was basically in love with her. That's not surprising. No, so it's a well-known secret, I guess, that men don't get many compliments, and when they do, super effective? Not with every man, but with most men. Most girls are pretty reticent about compliments. It's because they're scared of negative attention. Yeah, well, Valerie isn't. She paid compliments all the time. So she'd walk around the school and she'd tell guys if they look handsome and things like that. And not just the popular guys, everyone. She treated everyone like a best friend. And it never attracted negative attention? No, it did. It fed into horrible rumors that Valerie was a slut or some kind of liar and she was fake and none of those things were true. But even I had doubts, I guess. I didn't know if she was serious or not, so I just didn't even bother asking. A missed love. That's so sad. I don't know if it's missed or not. That's the point. Sorry, I was telling a story about how I lost my voice. Take your time. I'm not pressed for anything. Okay. As soon as I left, I saw Emily out waiting for me. So did you make a decision? I was talking to Grim. You don't have a monopoly. I can talk to Grim, too. You can take turns. I don't feel like I should have to, given I'm... Well, I'm Grim's friend, and I don't think I should have to, either. Okay, I'm making an executive decision. Emily, you said something first, so please go ahead. Grim, did Valerie convince you to run? Oh, that was gonna be my question, too. I was gonna run no matter what. Why did you look so nervous, then? Grim, why do you have to run? It really sounds like you don't want to run. I look nervous because I'm human, Emily. I'm human and I get nervous before I make big decisions. That's just who I am. You ought to listen to your feelings, Grim. If you're nervous, it's for a good reason. I have, Leah. It's not a big deal as you think, running for president. It's only for a year. Power corrupts, Grim. Leah, I'm going to be student council president. I'm not running for dictator of the school. It may seem small, but take this as an L. Yeah. Well, it's your choice, Grim. If this is what you want, then do it. She's always trying to take control of your life. She cares about me, that's all. I care about you too. She thinks this is going to take too much time from your work. It will, probably. But it's worth it, isn't it? This'll look good in your college applications, I know. Hey, this isn't about vanity, alright? You're
you aren't adding a feather to your nest. This is real. This could actually help you. If we win, colleges will be fighting over you for scholarships. You'll have such an easy time. I don't need to be persuaded anymore, Emily. You're right. I was having cold feet, and why wouldn't I? It's going to be a lot of work, but I'm ready for it. I want to do it for you. Okay, that's what I want to hear. I'm going to support you all the way. You understand? I know Leah thinks I'm just using you, but I really do like you, Grim. You mean everything to me. Thanks. I did learn something interesting, who you're running against. You're going to really want to hear this. Lay it on me. Here it is, Samantha Hunter and Buttsnack. Joey Buttsnack Papadopoulos? Papadopoulos? He's running against me? Don't be sexist, Grim. Samantha Hunter is. Buttsnack is a running mate. Samantha Hunter. Remember the band that played at Pride last year, Slasia? The one that the school administration wanted to stop because they thought the name was racist? Slasia, because everyone in the band is Asian. Yeah, I remember that. Samantha was the lead singer. Oh, her. Why would she run? Beats me. Maybe because she realized she has no career prospects and she needs something to put on her college application? I doubt she thinks that far ahead, though. Sounds like... You okay? Sorry, I've had a throat thing for the past week. Gotta take care of your velvet voice. I do. What I was about to say was, this sounds like an easy election. I agree. Just don't spaz out. You'll do fine. His name was Buttsnack? Yes. I really don't want to know how he got that nickname. You don't. But it wasn't an insult. He called himself Buttsnack. He's a character. Character doesn't do Buttsnack justice. It was a shame you jinxed yourself. By saying the election was going to be easy? Mm-hmm. So did you actually jinx yourself? I did. The election was going to be a lot more challenging. I only realized that going into the first debate. Remember, you're up against Samantha Hunter and Buttsnack. This is a layup. It's your race to lose. Don't stress out. Knock them dead. I won't lose. School election debates, as you'd expect, have forced attendance. Why else would you go? But this was different. This wasn't a normal debate. This was a debate between me and... Buttsnack! 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 That is highly inappropriate, Joey Papadopoulos. You are... What's inappropriate? Are you talking about... Buttsnack? Take this seriously, Buttsnack. I mean, Mr. Papadopoulos. What did you just say? Did you say Buttsnack? Buttsnack rocks! Buttsnack rocks! Buttsnack rocks! Buttsnack! You are off the stage, Mr. Papadopoulos. Mr. Hunter, please get behind the podium. It's the end of Buttsnack! Get out! That was really embarrassing. Grim, you suck! Next person who speaks other than Samantha Hunter will have detention. I knew of Samantha Hunter back then, but I'd never actually talked to her seriously. I wasn't sure what to expect, especially since she seemed so nervous. I began to wonder if she hadn't just walked in by accident. That she was going to resign even before the election began. Then she spoke. I'm not running because I want to be student council president. I'm running because I don't think that Grim should be president. I don't have anything against him personally. I don't know him that well. But I think that you shouldn't get to be president just because you knew the one before. If you vote for me, I'll do my best. That's all. I don't really have anything else to say, so I'm going to stop the debate now. I guess you can go early. What? We can go early? No, you can't leave now. Samantha, you can't just call off the debate. But I got nothing else to say. Grim can talk if he likes. All I wanted to say is it's kind of elitist for the former president and the next president to be friends. Samantha, stop! So she just stopped? She did. So you won by default, right? You'd think so, but she already made her impression. She said a really dangerous word, which is elitist. Oh yeah, she's right. Grim is an elitist. Elitist, elitist, elitist. Everyone, I'm not a... Elitist, elitist, elitist. I don't think that... They started to shout at me. I couldn't get a word out. The teachers tried to calm them down, but they couldn't do anything. The idea that I was an elitist had crawled into their heads. I couldn't do anything about it. That must have been bad. It was the worst day of my life. Worse than losing your voice? A lot worse. I didn't stop thinking about that day. It made me want... Hey, my favorite coworker. Oh, my favorite hetero bro, too. Looking straight as always. Here for your shift? Yeah, you gonna stick around? There's been a few cute regulars that have been coming recently. They look lonely. Cool, thanks for the hot tip, but I gotta get going. Too bad, I like talking to you. We're parallel, you know. Parallel? Two straight lines moving in the same direction. Ah, damn, this guy. Dante is too dumb to have come up with that on his own. See you soon, Dante. Elitist. Shit, man, I hate that word. Every time I hear it, it's like it's being chanted at me. That's why I nearly went crazy. That's why I relied so heavily on Leah during that time. That's why I almost did the act of pure evil. If I continue this story with Haley, I'll have to leave that part out. Only Leah can ever know. Man, I'm exhausted. The events of yesterday are starting to catch up to me. That's my phone. It's a text from Sam. Thank God she's okay. What does she have to say for herself? Hey, sorry I missed your call. I'm busy and won't have time to talk. Let's catch up soon. God damn it, Sam. I asked you a specific question. I type back. Why weren't you in class? You're gonna fail. I wait a moment to see if she answers back. But apparently she doesn't have the time to text either. Can't believe how irresponsible Sam is. Is that Leah? Isn't she normally doing something right now? She's always gone at this time of night. Hey! Alright guys, and that's where we're going to leave it off for now. We'll see you back here with more Shale Hale Secrets when Grimm's Uncanny Valley continues.